Zirid considered the words. They made sense. His heart continued to pound, but slower.
He's here, you think?
Possibly. Maybe even likely. But he's not returning to Volta. At least not yet.
Zirid knew that Vrath already could have told someone else about Era, but he thought it unlikely. No one gave away leverage. It was like giving away credits. No, Vrath had kept it to himself. Maybe to sell to the exchange, maybe to use later. But he hadn't used it yet. He'd had to get to Coruscant from Volta too fast. He must have left immediately after the ambush.
Why didn't he use Era against you back on Volta?
Aaron asked.
Could have forced you to turn over the cargo.
Zirid didn't know.
Maybe he would have. Maybe that was him in the stairwell of the apartment complex yesterday. Maybe we frightened him off. Or maybe he didn't have time. He had to follow me to ensure he could locate the spice. If he'd have grabbed Era, he might have lost me. Or I might have flown off with the spice without ever knowing he had her.
Aaron said nothing as Zirid let his thoughts meander into the briar patch of the criminal underworld.
Maybe he just wouldn't hurt a child,
Aaron said.
Maybe,
Zirid said, but did not believe it. He hadn't met many criminals who operated with any kind of ethical code.
Listen,
Aaron said.
I'll help you get off the planet or find him here. But first, I need to get to the temple.
You came here to kill someone, Aaron. I cannot spare that kind of time.
Her face flushed, and he saw some inner battle going on behind her eyes.
I can just identify him,
she said, as if trying to convince herself.
I can find him another time, but I must have his name. This may be my only chance.
She blew out a deep breath.
I would welcome your help.
Been real useful so far,
he said.
You got me here.
I got us blown out of space.
And yet, here we are.
And here we are.
Let me get a name, and then I'll help you get off planet. Agreed?
He made up his mind, nodded.
All right. I'm with you, but we have to do this fast.